We are going to be chatting now about the, well, basically climate change. Certain African civil society organizations are calling on the G20 to deliver immediate climate finance and justice following the release of the Global Tipping Points report. And to talk about that Global Tipping Reports is Katleho Melesa, the project coordinator at Sekhukhune Combined Mining Affected Communities. Katleho, thanks for being with me this afternoon.
Hi, Simon. Thank you for having me.
I referenced this Global Tipping Points report. I'm pretty sure most people don't know much about it. Do you care to talk to me about the report and some of the major findings?
Yes, thank you, Simon. Thank you for having me. A clipping Global Tipping Point report reveals about we look at the fact that our world is at point where we need to act now, looking at the temperature and the increase of the climate worsening each and every day. So in this report, I'm not an author, but then as a community-based organization and as an activist, I can say this report really talks to the daily livelihood that communities are facing each and every day about the climate, about the energy just transitioning, the fossil fuel, the change of climate, everything that affects people that are really can say directly affected by the mining activities. So by that being said, I would say the report basically talks about the effect of the community's involvement at large and how Global Tipping Point speaks to almost everything that can involve communities, temperature rising, the fact that people are having difficulties in accessing electricity. So I would just basically say it talks much about the involvement of that.
Let's talk about the role of the G20. In your opinion, why is it critical in addressing climate finance and justice, the G20 in particular?
The role of the G20, basically, we talked about two different countries coming together. So, in this essence, we say these communities and different countries in one place addressing issues that involve, it might be South Africa, it might be the EU, but then in terms of communities having access to decision-making process, we basically say this is an initiative that the G20 is addressing mostly issues of different communities, and then we want communities to have access to the decision-making processes. So this is basically the role of the G20 to put people in one place, communities in one place, whereby their issues and impacts should be addressed in one initiative.
This is interesting to me because you seem to be speaking about a consultative process that you sound like you want to be underway. The little bit of background reading that I did spoke to it concentrated a lot on finance, the fact that there seems to be a requirement of the G20 to make funds available for communities that have been prejudiced. Is that an important part of the of this issue, or is it secondary?
Is that's also the primary issue, addressing also the issues of finance. G20 also is a space where world leaders will come together in a space that critical space for them to make decisions in terms of supporting our economy and building our future. And also we need climate finance and climate justice to be centered. When we say you need to be centered, we also want communities to be able to take part in the decision making, also be in a space where they are funded for whatever activities or whatever project that might be in communities. Let those communities be funded and be able to involve them in those decision making process and all those consultations. Thanks.
How realistic is it that this is going to happen? Are you going to be heard? Are you going to be listened to during the summit?
Definitely, our voices should be heard, because we are not only speaking of community-based organizations, but also speaking for communities at large, where we need our voices to be heard in a way that we come from different parts of the provinces, part of the all nations, that when we are together, definitely our voices will be heard, raising issues, supporting each other in this initiative, making sure that we highlight issues that are important to us, which it involving us as communities. We are the mostly affected, but when we are together, raising those issues together, definitely our voices should be heard, because we are one, and we are definitely going to be the voice to the voiceless to all parts of the country and the continent.
Katlego Melissa, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. You're going to be the voice to the voiceless. That's a very admirable desire, that is for sure.